Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Izzy?
Izzy speaking?
Hi, Izzy. It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. Perfect. So, yeah, I do just need to make sure we've got, like, your correct details, take a brief statement, and then we can look at getting this claim processed for yourself, okay?
Okay.
So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Izzy McCracken.
I was Isabel McCracken, but I like to be called Izzy.
Yeah, of course, no worries. So just to confirm, is Isabel Isabel?
Yes.
Yeah, no worries. And you do usually go by Izzy?
Yes.
Is there any other names that they may have known you as?
No.
No, no worries. And just to confirm, I've got the best email address as weizzy1978@icloud.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's the 18th of August, 1978.
1978, was that?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the best contact number for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you also just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's 1D Company Crescent, ML54PX.
For P for Papa, X for X-ray?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. And, yeah. And what age did you go into care?
When I was 12.
When you were 12 years old?
I had until I was about 16 and a half.
12 till around 16 years old, yeah.
Yes.
12 years old. So, can I just take your mother's name then?
Yes, it's Nellie Craig McCracken.
Melly, sorry.
M-E-L-L-I-E. Yes.
Yeah. And do you know what your father's name was as well?
Yes, it was John McCracken.
John McCracken. And what
my
was
dad
the reason
was
you went in? Okay. No worries. And what was the reason that you was placed into care?
I got put on a place of safety at first. I think it was like 21 days. Took me away from my mum. And then it started after there.
And I started decided?
I put me into care. I ended up going into the worst place to the worst place to the worst place to the worst place. And I wasn't even a bad person.
Yeah, and then you just got shoved from pillar to post of all these bad places, Ben. Yeah, sorry to hear that. And just to confirm, sorry, how old are you at the moment?
I'm 47 years of age now.
47 years old. And do you have any type of terminal illness or anything like that?
Yes, I have. I've got a mental health illness. I've got emotional personality disorder because of what happened in my childhood, what I've seen in the children's homes and the homes. I've ended up with a personality disorder, emotional personality disorder, plus I've got a stoma bag now.
And you've got what, sorry?
A stoma bag. I shite out my stomach.
Yeah.
So I can't say the proper word. So I've got it. Was my girls laughing at me?
Yeah, because you can't pronounce the proper word.
Aye, so I've got to say I shite out my stomach. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And can I just confirm your current GP? What is your current GP surgery?
It's Dr. Marcacelli up at Coburg Health Centre, Waverley Practice.
Waverley. The Waverley Medical Practice, is it? Yeah. And is that in Gal Shields?
No, that's in Coatbridge.
In Coatbridge, just one moment. Coatbridge, Waverley Medical Practice, Centre Park Court, is it?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just one moment. I'm going to pop the address in there. Sorry, yeah, I just got to pop these details in as well. Sorry, one moment for you.
Okay, it's still like.
And just to confirm then, do you know which care home you first was put into at the time?
Yes, it was called Mitchell State Children's Home up Mairdrie.
Yeah, so Mitchell State?
Mitchell Street.
Mitchell Street Children's Home.
Yes.
And what area was that?
Airdrie.
Airdrie.
Uh-huh. Next to Coat Bridge.
Alright, just one moment. I'm just going to pop in the details for that. And you said you was there from 12 till... Do you know roughly what age you was there until?
I was there just for a couple of weeks. And then I got put to another children's home.
Yeah. Do you know the name of that one that you went to?
Yes, it was called Tom's Avenue Children's Home up near Craignook.
Sorry, Tom's Avenue?
Tom's Avenue.
Thorns,
my brother's going to spell it out for you.
Yep.
T for Tango, O for Orange, R for Romeo, R for Romeo, E for Echo, N for November, C for Charlie, E for Echo, Thorns Avenue.
Perfect, thank you.
And then I went to assessment centre.
And then you went to an assessment... How long was you in Torrance Children's Home for?
I was in there for a couple of weeks again.
Yeah. And then you went to an assessment centre after that?
Yes, in Johnston, Newfield.
Yeah. And how long was you there for?
I was only there for a couple of weeks again. Because by the time I got to my West East school, I was 13. So I got passed about all the places within maybe a year.
Yeah. So probably like a few weeks to a few months at each one.
Uh-huh, and then the last one was West East Schools, Snowdon, 31 Spittle Street in Stirling.
31 Spittle Street, and what area is that, sorry?
Stirling, and it was called Snowdon West East School.
Snowdon...
West East.
Could you just spell that word, sorry?
L-I-S-T. L-I-S-T, West East.
L-I-S-T.
What?
Yeah. Snowdon List School.
Uh-huh. In Stirling.
And how long was you there for?
I was there for, I was 13 to I was 16 and a half.
Yeah, and then you spent the 3 years there at Snowdon School.
Yes, I was there.
And that was in Falkirk, was it?
Stirling. In Stirling, Stirling Town Centre.
Stirling?
Yes.
Yeah. And Stirling's SK postcode, isn't it? So would that be Stirling Council?
Well, I don't know. It was still North Lancashire Council. I was still under Coat Bridge Council. But I was put out the road, so I wouldn't run away back home. They put me to somewhere far away, so I wouldn't get back to my mum.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So I know with the Coat Bridge ones, that would be North Lanarkshire Council. We would have dealt with that.
They dealt with it all, so they did.
Right, okay. Sorry to hear that. And I'm just going to double check for Stirling as well. That would be Stirling Council. Like Stirling Local Authority, you would have dealt with.
No, well, it must have still... Well, I don't know, because I was just a young lassie, you know what I mean?
No... Don't worry, I mean, what we'll do anyway is when we take this information, it's so we can gather all of, like, your files and things.
Uh-huh.
And all of your information will be on there as well, so that's not a problem. Uh-huh.
Guy phoned me about 2 weeks ago, and I gave him all my details.
Yeah. And did you sign any documents at the time?
When I got put into care?
No, 2 weeks ago when you spoke to somebody.
No, he just was talking to me over the phone and asked me, like, the questions that you were asking me.
Yeah. So I'm not too sure, but if they didn't get you to sign any documents, then it doesn't seem like they've gone through the full claim with you.
Oh, in fact, he did. He got me to sign something on my phone.
He did get you to sign something on your phone, yes. Did he?
Yes, I had to do something on my phone to sign. The guy talked me through it.
Do you know what the name of the person was who you spoke to?
Sorry, I've not got a clue.
No? And do you know whether, have you got the documents that you signed by any chance?
Well, I should still have the email up.
Yeah?
You should
just have a quick look, just so we can see. Yeah?
I have, just get bear with me, please, because I'm not too good with internet.
No, it's just one moment.
Try to think, where would it come under again?
Abuse.
Wait a minute, I sent it to my son, so it's better.
From the tailor?
I find it through the tailor.
I'm just double checking now, just one moment for you, sorry. It was my colleague Ben who you spoke to. It's not been updated on my end, yeah, so that's why I've ended up calling you today. What I'll do is I'll get it updated just to say that you have already spoken to my colleague Ben. The solicitors have got it in hand at the moment, and as soon as they do hear any news, they will be in touch to let you know.
Could you help me out? I know, my brother went through something the exact same as me, but see when you were trying to call him, you were calling my phone, they take his details off. You get phoning me, and I didn't understand why you were phoning me, but I've got my brother beside me.
Well, what I can do, if you like, is I can take the details for your brother, and obviously give him a call in regards to it, if you like.
Could you please? Because, he got a lot worse, he got battled and all that.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Okay,
the grown man.
Was he in like the same places as you at the time, was he?
He was put in Mitchell Street Children's Home, and then he got put to an assessment centre, and then he got left these schools. And then for then he's in and out of prison he's been, because his lifestyle through the homes.
So what's your brother's name, sorry?
It's Andrew McCracken.
Andrew McCracken. Yeah.
Do you want to give you his phone number?
Yeah.
Because my brother's very, very angry. And I said to my brother, he could probably go into like mental behaviours because he's seen stuff and whatever happened back in the day and all, mate.
Yeah.
But my brother's like, no. His phone number is 07850.
Yeah.
629070.
Sorry, did you say 6289?
No, 629070.
070. And what's his date of birth?
His date of birth is the 14th, the 2nd, 1973.
1973. And the best email address for him?
I don't do it.
He doesn't have an email address, sorry.
So if it's okay, what we can do is we can just have your email address down on the system.
Aye, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's, yeah. And you said it's the 14th of the 2nd.
1973.
Is there any other names that Andrew may have been known as during the time, like Andy or anything like that?
I'll pass them on to you.
My name would be Andrew.
Yeah. Is there any other names you would have been known at the time?
Aye, I've got a full name. You'll need to bear with me. You ready? Andrew?
Yeah.
Notman, Notman. Cowan, Cowan. Craig, Craig. McCracken, McCracken. So that's Andrew, Notman, Cowan, Craig, McCracken.
Perfect, no worries. And I take it, is it the same mum and dad?
Aye, same mum and dad.
Yeah. And your GP surgery, is that the same, the Waverley Medical
practice? No. I was at the time, but my doctor's different now. I've got a different doctor.
Yeah. What's your current GP?
It's Dr. Uy. It's Newhill Medical Practice in Newhill.
Dr.
Kosher.
On Chinley Road?
No, it's on Newhill Main Street. It's called McInnes Medical. McInnes, McInnes. McInnes Medical. It's in Newhill Main Street, Newhill.
Yeah.
You probably get under Dr. Kosher.
Perfect, no worries. I'll just pop those details in as well then.
Okay.
Just one moment. And obviously you said it is the same mother and father, is it?
Yeah, same mother. I hope so.
Yeah. As far as you're aware, anyway.
Exactly. Hey, nice. It's a slight brown colour. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll kid you on then. I don't want that to sound racist, mate. Yeah. I'm not racist.
No, no, don't worry.
Sunbed,
mate.
Sunbed,
and just to confirm with yourself, do you have any type of terminal illness or anything like that?
Well, right now I'm on disability till I've got a cyst in my spinal cord.
Okay, would that be a terminal illness, or...?
Well, I can't work and I'll have it for life. I could be crippled. The doctor says if it gets bigger, the only operator I'll be crippled. So it's not like I'm dying of cancer.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Well, I hope everything is okay in regards to that as well.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. I get more money and no working, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you. Why go to work and work? I'll break my back when I've got a sore back. I get more money off the government, you know what I mean? So why work?
Yeah. No, exactly. You're better off.
Happy day. Aye, that way, mate. Get tons of money, get a brand new pip car, you know what I mean? Fucking great. I mean, this just look like I hurt my back.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just confirm your address, your door number and postcode?
Yes, it's 42 Southfield Crescent.
Yeah.
And it's Coat Bridge, and it's M for Mother, L for Lima, 5, 4, Q for the Queen, X for X-ray.
Perfect, thank you. And just to confirm, obviously, as well, when it comes to these cases, we're not just clutching at straws or anything like that, just hoping for the best. Providing that you confirm that you did experience some form of abuse during your time, which Isabella has just confirmed.
I would grab me with the throat. Seeing the children's home, mate, they used to grab me with the throat for fuck all, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I know obviously you said it was Mitchell Street with Isabella at first, and then
I was in the same one, see, the assessment centre, Newfield, they put me in there for 12 weeks. The assessment centre in Johnston, I went in there for 12 weeks. Then they put me in the Mitchell Street Children's Home for about 6 months, and that's when the staff started grabbing me by the throat. Basically, try to beat me up, you know what I mean? Every fucking week they'll try to beat me up. So I ran away all the time, then the social worker took me out of that and put me in a LSD school for 18 months, and when I was in there, I started getting beat up, so I started running away to that place as well. And that's when I started getting worse at, and I've got myself a bad criminal record, all because of these crimes I didn't want in my life in the first place, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, and they're the ones who
called. And every time I go to court, our social work department, they say, oh, he's anti-authority. No wonder I'm anti-authority, these fuckers put me in a home when I was happy with my grand, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, yeah, mate. It's a joke, mate.
Yeah.
But again, I was too young back in the days. My mum didn't know anything about social work. Now, see what I'm doing now. I'm not letting my way with what they got away with me back in the days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Exactly. So just to confirm then, I know obviously he was in Mitchell Street home for around 6 months.
Uh-huh.
What school did you move to then? So what was the name of the school?
Well, they made me to a place called Gilsland Listy School. I'll spell that for
How's
you.
That spelled?
Yeah. G for golf, E for echo, I for index, L for Lima, S for Sierra, L for Lima, A for Andy, N for November, D for David, and that's Gilsland Listy School, LIST School.
And what area was that?
It was a place down in Ayrshire Coast. I don't know, I can't remember, but I can't remember the name yet. If you ask me, I'll Google it for you, mate, but I can't remember the name. I think it was a place called Beeve, B for Bravo, E for Echo, yeah. I for Index, T for Tommy, H. I'm sure it's got a place called Beeve in Ayrshire.
Yeah. Do you know, believe it or not, I've actually just spoke to somebody this morning who was also at that school.
Oh, well, then, probably one of the guys who beat me up. Do you know what I mean?
So Gaisland School, KA15 area in
Aye. Then when they kicked me out there when I was 16, they just let me run wild. But by the time they let me out of the home at 16, I picked myself a criminal record up, I'll be running away for the homes all the time, the police picking up.
No.
People getting battered every weekend, and you tell your mum, like, but they know better. You can't even tell the social worker, because we ran away for it, they took you straight back to the place that we're getting beat up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a joke.
Yeah.
But I said, if I met the people now, mate, I'd be doing the beating up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, you definitely have got a case there to make, then.
My sister was telling me last week, I thought, that's just shit happens in life, do you know what I mean? But I thought my sister was talking tight. So I thought, if I can get a claim of the family to get that sorted, then I'm happy, mate, if I complain, do you know what I mean, mate?
No, absolutely, like you say, you've got every right to as well, and I mean, at the end of the day, the minimum refund that we're looking at the moment is around £48,000 back.
Oh, is it?
Even the kids.
Yeah. I don't know why, mate. If I went home every night, my mum and dad would beat me up. Then I expect the social work to Chris Stephen, but not to be put into local care, to be battered, German.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Get stuff
after.
No, I can. It's like, see now, but I feel like, because I know I'm anti-authority, and I don't know why, mate. See, I had to go to a social worker, I got to court and say, you speak to a social worker. I said, fuck off. I want nothing to do with these people.
Yeah.
They've done enough for my life to ruin my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? And that's why I got to court, mate. They say, you're not caught, I'm with the court. I don't even answer you, and that's the judge I talk to, mate, because that's the way they've turned me in, do you know what I mean? I just feel, I'm not a cheeky person, pal, do you know what I mean? But I'll keep, if you're anti-authority, what you're saying, I don't answer the council, I don't answer the judge, but I don't want these people in my life, mate. That's all I try to say to these people, do you know what I mean? And because of the way I say to them, they're like, you're anti-authority, you hate us. Of course I hate you. You took me into care away from my granny. My granny died when I was in care, and I can't get any memories back. Now I'm a rotten person, do you know what I mean? Right,
especially like
tight,
your grandma's house, it's not like you're actually in a lot of trouble there. You're probably
no, is that mate? See, my time was probably not going to school. No, that was my time, not going to school. Because when I went to school, I was getting battered after people at school were bugging me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the teachers were phone shy at me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mad. I'll leave my wee sister, exactly. Pal.
So what I've just done for you anyway,
Andy.
Sorry, just so I know. Yeah, what I've done for you, Andy, is I've just sent a message, basically. It's just a form that you need to sign that gives us authority to contact them.
Have you ever sent them a sister's email, you can if you want?
Yeah. So you should have just received a text message to your phone from me now, from MMA.
I'm trying to make that work. I've been saying, if I send an email on my sister's phone, I can sign whatever you want.
Yeah,
I don't do emails, mate.
Well, I'll send it to your sister's email and also to your phone. So if you just check your text messages, you should have just received a text message from me.
Is it Beauty Lessons?
I haven't it, Matt.
You got that one?
Aye, Andy.
Yeah. I can talk you through it anyway.
Right, Andy, here you go. You've got to click on it, right?
Click on it.
The guy will help you. Here, use my specs.
I can't get
no
glasses.
So there's no glasses on, so you need to get a shot of mine. Or some tear, isn't there?
That's
going to
be like fucking my email computer
seat. No, you just click on it. What's the best? Your
you get that at the end of it.
Signature is, Andy.
Right.
These are like three different signatures.
You just click any of them.
It says proceed to document.
Aye.
Right, proceed to document.
Proceed, yeah.
It's your thing. It's uploading. Right. Agree and continue.
Aye.
Yeah, click agree and continue, yeah. And then you should just see a black box or a grey box. If you just click
that, right,
take signatures. Yeah.
Client, pack, address,
yeah, once you click that, there should just be a little tick box next to it saying, I acknowledge.
No, the button here, mate, it's saying 6 or 17, signature.
Aye, sign, click it.
Yeah.
Click that,
then
right.
Click one of them for your signature. It's the best you're looking at your signature.
That one?
Oh, I can't see.
Right, okay.
And then do it again. Oh, I think
it's done. And there's just like 2 or 3 of them that need to be done.
Right, I'm doing this, pal.
Yeah.
Done the last signature. It's taking me sign cults on another signature. Finish. It says finish.
Yeah.
That's 12 or 17. So you have signed this document, email to me, print or download.
Yeah, so that's all signed on my end. Now, would you have a proof of ID to hand at the moment, like whether it's driver's license?
First pass? I've got a bus pass,
yep.
I've got a passport.
I've got
a bus pass on me now.
Yeah, that's fine. If you could say, but then we would also just need a proof of address for yourself as well. Like a utility bill or something, just anything with your address on, a letter at all.
I could send that within 20 minutes. We would have to walk up to his house to get a proof of letter.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, well, what might be easier then? But what I'll do is I'll take the statement for now for you.
Uh-huh.
And then once I've got that proof of address and ID, everything will be complete as well.
Uh-huh.
Because
will you just send it on the... Because the guy got me to do a WhatsApp to the guy.
I just sent a WhatsApp over,
yeah. Right. My brother's phone or my phone?
I have sent it to your brother's, but I can send it to yours as well if you'd like.
Okay, just because I've got an iPhone 16, mate, he's got a Motorola, you know what I mean?
No worries. What I'll do is I'll send it to both anyway, that way it's just...
Just gives you 20 minutes for me to get him up,
get a letter, mate,
and back down.
No worries. So what I'll do then is I may as well just finish everything else off, because that way when I've got that, everything else will be complete
right,
for you as well. So just to confirm as well, touch wood, but in the off chance anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, who would you want your beneficiary to be to receive the money?
It'd be my missus.
Yeah, so can we just take her name and contact number?
Oh, phone number, oh, give me a second. Don't you commit this thing here?
You can commit that now.
My name's Lorraine Bennett, pal.
Lauren Bennett, yeah.
Lorraine Bennett, I'm just looking for a phone number. As you said, how'd you get the wife's number? I said from the wife, how'd the number come up? I'm not that great with phones, mate, you need to forgive me.
No, don't worry.
It took me 3 weeks to work it, writing a letter, do you know what I mean? I'm like, well...
There's a number up there. 07862968000.
Perfect. And just to confirm, then, you said, obviously, you was in Mitchell Street Care Home for about 6 weeks.
No, I was in Fairfield Assessment Centre for 12 weeks.
Fairfield Assessment Centre.
Newfield. Newfield.
M-O-O-R?
N-E-W. Newfield.
Newfield, M-E-W, yeah?
Aye, Newfield Assessment Centre, that was in Johnston. Aye, I was in there for 12 weeks, and they shipped me up to Mitchell Street Children's Home. I think I was in there 7 months before they kicked me out.
Yeah, so you was in Newfield for 12 weeks. Did you suffer any type of abuse in Newfield, or was it just Mitchell Street, when you got to Mitchell Street?
Well, I when I was in Newfield, what I'd understand, they didn't let me home for assessment. See, when you're in for a couple of weeks, people were getting in and getting out of home for visits, where they kept me in. Then, and when I was trying to get out, I see what's going on, you were getting pushed about, or talked down to you, and
locked
in rooms, you know what I mean? Like, put in the bathroom to sort of shut up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, I used to get talking, I should tonight, the social worker would bring my mum and my family down to visit me, then I'd be sitting there waiting to choose tonight, mate, waiting for a visit. Then, when people went to visit and came back, and I'm saying, hey, how am I not getting a visit? How my mum and I not come see me? Oh, you're not getting your fucking visit. And all that. And I thought, no, wait a minute. And when I demanded to speak to the social worker, oh, he didn't want to speak to you, he's too busy. And I thought, no, wait a minute, I've been put here. None of my fault. But now I'm getting abused because I'm not getting visits from my family. And I couldn't get away because I was prison, do you know what I mean? So literally walked in the door. He had nowhere to get out anywhere. Like, somebody go to the shop for just, no, you're locked in. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
Is there many prison?
Yeah.
Wouldn't let you use the phone to phone your ma or your dad or any cunt. And I thought, that's maybe my best care. I was on a good loving home with my family, and I'm going to put in that environment. They even know any cunt, they didn't like them, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you might be there, but you're forced to live with them. And just by the rules, you get locked up and beat up.
Absolutely. And then, like you said, then they moved you to Mitchell Street.
I went to Mitchell Street. I was in there for 7 months, and as soon as I got in there, it was a mix of young boys, young lasses, big boys at 26, 25, it shouldn't have really been there, mate. And they're trying to shag the lasses at 15. And when I was there, I was going, hey, mate, you're a bit old for shagging that wee lassie, and blah, blah. And thought they were throwing their weight about me. Even though I was only a boy at 14 myself. But the staff, instead of staff sticking in, these boys picking on these lasses, I stand in, and I was getting punched and kicked up down the hall, the older boys. And not only that, the staff were attacking me as well. Paul King, Ray Ross, Wally George. And I thought, why you got boys that are grown men in a home with young lassies and I'm trying to stick up for young lassie getting shagged or abused? My days they call it rape, mate. If you shagged a 14-year-old lassie and you're a 29-year-old man, you're getting done for rape.
Yeah.
But these people are looking at me and I try to stop it and I'm getting my cunt kicked down with two grown boys over 18, 25 and the staff there starting to watch the ham because they didn't like me, you know what I mean?
And the staff was beating you up as well.
Aye. I get big Paul King grabbed me one day in the forum. This guy is like a big heavy hole. I mean, mate, he must have been like the size of, just think of the biggest, fattest guy you've ever met, but he was a big boy. He grabbed me one day in the forum, run in, grabbed me, picked me off the floor, and I was only a wee boy at the time, dragged me up the wall and had me like 3 feet off the wall, grabbed my throat, and I can't remember what he was like, don't you ever think you'll run this place or something like that. And I thought, who the fuck are you to grab me with the throat? And I'm not finished, mate, because of a wee boy, because I'm older now, if he tried that, now, I'd battle him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was like a heavy hole, mate. He was like seven times the size of me. And there was another one, Ray Ross, that used to chase me. He was a worker. He used to chase me up and down the home, try to beat me up because I told him, why are you trying to shag a wee lassie? The same wee lassie day and night. I said, why are you trying to shag a lassie? You're a worker. Oh, okay, he was famous for shagging the lassies, mate. And I put him up one, I said, you're a beastly old bastard. It's that pretty testament of what I've done, man. Up and down the home, what he's going to kick my cunt in. You know what I mean? And he's the one that was the manager. And now I went and told Wally Dog, like, oh, fuck off, get away from me, blah, blah. And he was a smelly, weird one, do you know what I mean? He used to masturbate in the office before you walked in. Yeah, sitting there like, these are weird people, mate. I'm telling you, and the woman man, they seem to be like, they kicked on the Rolex fucking nuns, do you know what I mean? Theresa and that. Oh, we don't buy that line, so why are you telling me to F up and all that? If you're a good Catholic, why are you telling me to F up? I'm in good, man. I'm just trying to stop getting beat up, mate, do you know what I mean? Why don't I go back to the house and every time I ran away from the home, the first place I went to was my mum's, do you know what I mean? And as soon as I got to my mum's, the police picked you up, took you straight back to them, and you're getting beat up just as bad. I thought, fucking mad, mate, that's the council, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the social
work.
Nah, if I'd done that to my wains right now, mate, the police, the social work with my door, and just have good custody, because that's abuse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But like you say, that was the place where they was taken to get away from that kind of stuff, and it was happening.
No, exactly. And that stuff was gonna happen in my house. My own crime was not going to school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then obviously after you was at three children's home, then you went to Aislinn School, didn't you?
Aislinn was. They put me in there from I was 14 till I was 16.
14, 16
years
old. And what type of abuse did you suffer there?
Well, when I was down there, I was getting told, I was getting my budgets. Down there, mate, you were earning porn sites, you were a good boy, done your job, dotted the I's, crossed the T's. They used to get a travel warrant, right, send you up the home at the weekend. Every weekend, I made my bed, done a dozen, everything you had to do, mate, because I'd fucking do it extra just to get that place for the weekend, do you know what I mean? Come the Friday.
Yeah.
I go to the office, there's your bus pass, I'm standing there, backpack, where's my bus pass? Oh, you're not going to leave this weekend. I said, what do you mean I'm not going to leave? But there's cunts running, I'm doing my cheeky bastards running away, smoking fags. Again, mate, older boys, those guys in there were 26, 27, I'm only a wee boy 14. They're all giving me a half ounce of tobacco and want me to go home and see my mum and my gran, do you know what I mean? And that happened 6 times in a row, mate, and I ended up getting fed up, so I ran away, and you know what, because I know I didn't come through here, I've run about in circles, I get caught at the end of the road, police grabbed me the throat, took me up back home, don't you think you'll run away there? That was the police. As soon as I got in, I can't remember the other one's game, he grabbed me the throat as well, because it's like currently in the office, you walk in, grabbed me the throat, Paul was like, I fucking told you, you'll go home and you're fucking, I want you to get him. And I thought, no, I'm not having this, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that. And it just continued on, but again, you took it. Some days were better than others, no, I'm not lying, mate, some days were better than others, but seeing it was bad days, yeah. When you think back, you go, who are you to lift your hand to me? You're not even my mother.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, mate.
Yeah, it's awful.
I'm 52, mate. I don't know why anybody hit me, no? If somebody walked in and said, I'm going to hit you because I'm your... Did you hurt me back?
Yeah, no, of course. Of course, understandable. Well, like
I'm
said,
only
a boy
14, you've got grown men beating you up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we have got quite a lot of details there, to be completely honest. The only other thing is, would you know your childhood address prior to care? Would you remember
that? Aye, that's the awful street. 196 Waffle Street. No, I was taking care of 50 Oxford Street. 50 Oxford Street. 50
Oxford Street.
Aye, Oxford Street, Coatbrick. I don't know the postcode, mate, but it'll be ML5 something.
Yeah, that's fine. Should be ML5 1BW it would have been.
What? Aye. Well, that was my granny's address. And like I said, my time I'm not going to school, so I was fighting my cunts at school all the time. And I was just thought, why am I going to go somewhere and get battered every day, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I was too kind of careful, because by the time my granny couldn't control me. You can't control me. I'm in a home and I'm still running away. Do you know what I mean? What does that tell you?
Exactly. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Because if I was staying with my granny, mate, I wouldn't be running away. I know my house getting fed, looked after. I'm in a safe environment.
Exactly. Your grandma would be taking care of you, and then what they've made you go through, in retrospect, it would have been 10 times safer just being with your granny at the end of the day, wouldn't it?
It wasn't, mate, and I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't be the person I'd have, because I'll tell you, when it comes to polis, lawyers, social, anybody in authority, don't give a fuck for them. No, that's my grandma's truth, mate. I'm sorry for swearing. Don't care for them. Do you know what I mean, mate?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't want nothing off them. Do you know what I mean? To distance myself from these people. Do you know what I mean? But when you get trouble and they came to court, they say, oh, you're out of 40. Of course, I'm out of 40. Fucking hate you. Hate the police. Hate the court. Hate anybody.
Yeah. I've had a lasting effect. So, right. Yeah, so, like I said, by the sound of things as well, we will definitely have a case here, you know, there's more...
Thank you very much.
And, no, it's not a problem. Like I said, I understand as well, obviously, it is a bit of a difficult subject sometimes discussing it, so thank you for, obviously, taking
the time. You're fine.
Yeah, no worries, so...
And what happens now, mate? I don't remember asking, what happens now? How long does it take and what's the process?
So, the claim will take around 12 months in total.
Right.
But the good news is, is they have already started paying out for these cases as well.
Right.
So basically, once in, like say, about 20 minutes, half an hour or something like that,
we've
got those, that proof of address back to you.
Alright, I'll go and get that for you, mate, as soon as you hang up the phone.
Yeah, no worries. So I just need, a picture of your ID and a proof of address.
No problem, I'll get that
as soon as I've got those back, I'll package this case off to the solicitor. They'll be in touch. It'll probably be like a month or two before they get back in touch with her. But basically...
Does the solicitor take money after the claim, or do I get the legal aid because I'm on benefits?
Yeah. No, so it's a no... So the solicitors do take money. It's a no-win, no-fee basis, but they do take 25% of any money that they get back.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I was going to say.
Yeah.
What money? They're taking back half of...
That's it. The thing is as well, though, right, is like the Scottish Redress, the scheme that they're doing, they are actually contacting people now and offering £10,000 payments.
Fuck, that's
the reason why they're doing that is because, you know, the reason why they're doing that is because, yeah, you're owed 10 times more than that, you know. Well,
no, I know, mate, I know.
£10,000 that you do. So they're offering people 10,000 just to kind of shut them up and give them the money, and then...
But, mate, I'm not bothered with much for the money. I'm going to be happy you're going to get the laws against me. What? Name the shame the cunts for the bank of day by grabbing people for the throat, do you know what I mean? Now they're walking about thinking they're in the 90s. Oh, I done that. Now they're getting away with it, do you know what I mean? No, that's not right.
Exactly.
They should be getting charged. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I agree 100%. I know many people have been convicted as well so far.
No, that's the one a conviction for some of these cunts, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's it. No, absolutely.
But I walked out, mate. I just thought, no, that's life. He's gone. Me life. But then my research said last week, no, Andy, these cunts are getting a claim against them. I said, I'll put a complaint in, but if you get money, I'll take whatever you get me, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, like I said, then all we need from yourself now, if you're able just to pop up to your house, just get an idea.
I'm going to do it now, mate. I'll do it now.
Yeah. I'm literally just popping off on my dinner now, so I'll be back in about an hour as well. And I'll just send you a message back just to say that I've received it.
Right. And I'll have it done before you're back for your dinner, mate, right?
Yeah, perfect. No worries. Then
what's your name, mate?
My name's Elliot.
Elliot, nice to meet you, Elliot. Right. Well, I'll have that done for you next.
No,
I'm going to leave in 5 minutes, mate. I'm going to 10 minutes up the road.
Yeah, no worries. And Andrew, you get that back to me then. I'll give you a message on WhatsApp when I've got it back from you anyway.
Right, and I'll go to the news and I'll see you when I get back, Elliot. Bye.
Cheers. You have a nice day. Bye.